Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, y'all. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Oh, man, you look like a million, but it looks like you're back at home. You got, apparently a fancier camera.
Yeah, upgraded stuff. I have two lights in here now.
Oh, wow.
One to my right, one to my left. This is almost like a real production going on here on my end, finally.
Speaking of real productions, WrestleMania is starting tomorrow. And oh, wow. That should seemingly be a real production, but it remains to be seen.
True.
In any event, we're going to be doing our WrestleMania live reactions tomorrow, starting with the kickoff at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. What is that, 3 plus 8?
Wait, 11.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Brexit time. Correct. So, of course, we're going to be doing that at the YouTube. I know we've been doing our recaps on Twitch. We're doing that right here on YouTube. YouTube.com/Steven Larson. Come join us. Should be a lot of fun. I think we're going to do some giveaways.
Sure.
And you'll get to see us react to this year's debacle. I mean, this year's WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. Are we still going to have guests during the course of our stream?
It's always possible.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
We have the technology. Seemingly everybody has Zoom technology right now. So so that's a distinct possibility, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the news. Before we get started, though, let's try to get this one up to 700 likes. Hit that like button.
Smash it, please.
Larson, what's in the news?
Listen, the news, WrestleMania, as you mentioned, is the news. It's happening tomorrow. And over the last 3 weeks, ESPN's been running some old vintage WrestleManias. And it's garnered the network some pretty solid numbers. And then SI's, Sports Illustrated, Justin Barrasso, spoke with ESPN Senior Director of Programming Brent Colborn about how that whole deal came to pass and what the future of WWE content on the worldwide leader of sports may look like. This is what Colborn had to say about how ESPN and WWE got manias on ESPN. Quote, the collaboration between both entities came together in a quick and timely fashion. March 12th was the first day of all the events falling off the calendar, and it was pretty quickly thereafter in discussion and communication with WWE that the idea came up for ESPN to acquire some really incredible content in three WrestleManias for three consecutive Sundays. So, of course, that deal was made. We had heard that ESPN Plus was a potential suitor for WWE's pay-per-view programming in the future, though that deal seemingly fell apart. But nonetheless, with these really good numbers over these last three WrestleManias, maybe they can reopen negotiations. And next year, maybe WrestleMania will be live on ESPN's family networks. Yeah, maybe not.
You seem pretty chipper about having to pay a bunch of WrestleMania next year.
Well, I thought I was going to do it this year. I don't.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
This is what Colborn had to say about the ESPN airing WrestleMania in the future live. Quote, it's a great question. We're always open to discussing a lot of different ideas with various leagues, but right now the focus for what we're doing with WWE is on the short term. We felt like this was a really good content opportunity for us to show these three encores and a really good promotional opportunity for WWE to help reach, to help utilize our reach and our brand to create more excitement for WrestleMania this upcoming weekend. So to paraphrase what Mr. Colborn is saying here is ESPN was hungry for content because there's no live sports now. we made a deal with WWE to get these Manias, and once live sports is back, we're not going to bother ourselves with WWE anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, if these things continue to do really good numbers,
yeah. I mean, like I wouldn't be surprised if
Going somewhere. Hey, either it's going to be Fight, Bleacher Report Live, it's going somewhere, but it is not going to be free on the network next year.
No, not at all. It wasn't going to be this year.
I can guarantee that.
Until things happen. Seeing how successful it was this year, maybe they'll revisit a similar situation next year, just because it does good numbers for ESPN. It seemingly is an arrangement that worked out for all parties involved. Because of that, maybe next year they'll have a couple more encore presentations of Mania on ESPN. To help promote the upcoming WrestleMania. And who knows, maybe part of that too is that WrestleMania will be on ESPN Plus. Who knows?
Yeah, wouldn't that?
As far as Mania being on ESPN Prime, no.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. No, it's going to be sold through the Plus system. Yeah, for sure.
So it's $5. Was it still $5 to subscribe to ESPN Plus?
Probably.
And then another $60 to get the pay-per-view.
It's such a dumping ground, though. I'm not even sure why they charge people for it.
UFC, that's why they're charging people for it.
No, but you still have to pay for the pay-per-views for UFC.
I know. It's like a seat license. You're paying to get access to UFC pay-per-views.
That's horrible. My dad came over a couple months ago. I was like, hey, I want to watch the Rose Bowl. Can you put it on this? Because it was on ESPN. He was like, can you get my ESPN Plus working? I'm like, okay. I'm like, $5 for this, because I hadn't even like looked into it. I was like, okay, ESPN is a streaming service, cool. I was like, Dad, there's like nothing of value on here. These are all a bunch of games nobody cares about. And I'm like, how much is this? He says $5 a month. I'm like, oh, that's gonna be why. They're not a la carte. They're not doing that. They have like massive TV deals. That's not happening.
Yeah.
So then I had to like go in and figure out how to like de-enroll him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's talk about AEW here a little bit and what their television situation is, because it seems like there has been some new information that has come to light with regards to what we can expect going forward for AEW Dynamite in light of the current Rona situation. Apparently, PW Torch has some info, and according to them, AEW has enough material in the can to produce content for several weeks, saying, quote, sources from AEW indicate they have enough footage taped to create storyline advancing matches that can fill 2 hours of weekly TV for TNT every Wednesday night for weeks, if not months, if necessary. The TNT heavyweight tournament was taped to set up the finals currently scheduled for the May 23rd Double or Nothing pay-per-view. That, of course, obviously is still completely up in the air as well. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they push that back. Additionally, sounds like AEW has been taping extra content for a couple weeks now, as PW Torch noted. AEW also pre-taped matches in Jacksonville last month, including the Jon Moxley versus Jake Hager AEW title match that airs in 2 weeks, which will have Jim Ross on commentary. AEW will be mixing matches week to week from the Norcross, Georgia tapings and the Jacksonville, Florida tapings, plus adding new interviews and content from wrestlers stationed at home in isolation to augment the in-ring content. So
they've
that's
been
pretty
seemingly forward-thinking for several weeks now.
Yeah,
apparently they're booked. I mean, I guess if they have stuff at least somewhat booked all the way till late May, that's about a month and a half worth of content, roughly, they have in the can. PW Torch and Wrestling Inc. noted that a Georgia State official was present for the past tapings this week in Norcross to assure that AEW was in compliance with any rules regarding social distancing. And Tony Khan actually reached out to Wrestling Inc. to tell him that, quote, the official who stopped by was a local Georgia code enforcement official. They were there to ensure that everything was as agreed to in the permits AEW had obtained. Khan stated that it was just a routine check-in like any other week and everything was fine on both sides. So no danger of the state official saying to AEW, you can't do this.
Yeah.
We're going to shut you down.
Yeah. This next part was interesting about the roster being
split. This is
split.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So PW Torch also detailed the measures AEW is implementing to keep their roster as healthy as possible. PW Torch notes that so far, there's no knowledge of anyone within AEW having any COVID-19 symptoms. And they continue, quote, AEW wrestlers who live outside the Southeast and thus are not within reasonable driving distance and have been intentionally kept away. So AEW would have two distinct groups who hadn't intermingled for weeks. The idea was to have no chance of the entire roster having to self-isolate at once by making sure there's a hard divide between two distinct groups for at least 2 weeks. So essentially they're operating with two different rosters.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then it seems like one group would be potentially 2 weeks on, and then the other one would be 2 weeks on. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they'd be alternating, seems like, assuming they have any further tapings after the you know, whatever they've got in the can so far.
Well, So they're gonna be doing stuff from you know, recording promos and stuff from mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see, you know, what half of the roster is there from the last couple of weeks of, or from this past week specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think that the other part of the roster is maybe, I don't know if they because they didn't have those people travel in. They stayed away so that if something does happen with the crew that's there, if one person gets it and so everybody has to quarantine, they have a whole nother roster ready to go in case.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's all kind of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they were, you know, shooting because we're all mm-hmm. going to have to worry about it later.
Yep.
Speaking of things that might be kind of interesting to watch later, I don't know. Dark Side of the Ring. Of course, we're going to be reviewing the New Jack episode.
Yes.
We're recording that in a moment, I think.
Yes.
And then we're going to release it Saturday morning, tomorrow morning. Is that right?
Or Sunday morning.
Or Sunday. Yeah, we've been doing them Sunday morning. Manias, we're doing those. Are we going to do the review for that all in one? Or are we going to do night one and night two reviews?
Night one and night two, man.
Okay.
We did it for Wrestle Kingdom.
Well, let's put out the New Jack thing tomorrow morning then.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Anyways, this is a really fun episode. But of course, last week was the week before was the Benoit two-parter, and of course, they talk quite extensively in the first part about Kevin Sullivan, Nancy Benoit's ex-husband, who booked his own divorce, so to speak. And you know, there were some accusations thrown out there in terms of an abusive relationship with Nancy Benoit while she was Nancy Sullivan, which caused her to go maybe to Chris Benoit. And he declined the opportunity to talk to Dark Side of the Ring, but he has accepted the opportunity to talk about the entire situation with Jim Cornette on his podcast next week. And it'll be very interesting to hear what he has to say. There's a couple shoot interviews out there already with Kevin Sullivan, but nothing obviously since the Dark Side of the Ring mm-hmm. stuff has gone down, and I'm sure he's going to be talking specifics there. So that'll be a very interesting listen.
Yes, indeed. Indeed it will be.
Yeah, Cornette's bit in the New Jack one. When they had him and D'Lo, here's a little taste of the review. So one of my favorite parts is when D'Lo and Cornette both did their own live reactions.
Oh, to the stabbing
to,
one?
Hunter Red. Getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyways, yeah, well, we're going to talk about that. You guys can watch that or listen to that first thing in the morning. But that's good stuff. Anyways, hopefully you guys join us for WrestleMania. If nothing else, we'll have fun. Right now we have a big sale. FriendoMerch.com and FriendoMarket.com. Use the promo code MANIA. You get a 20% discount. So we've got some 10 for the win shirts over at friendomerch.com, and we also have a Friendo Club hoodie, and then we've got all those shirt sticker packs, including the Friendo Club right there.
See behind Steve there, yeah.
It's right there with your head on it right there. Check that out. Good stuff. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.